morning, improvised from Pennsylvania for the last time. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, April 11th, 2018. Today is International Louie Louie Day, celebrating one of the most recorded songs in rock and roll history. Richard Berry, the writer of the song, was born on this day in 1935. 10 months before the attack on the Berlin Christmas market, the assassin Anis Amri was observed for 13 days. For each one, there is an observation report, but the members of the Berlin Committee of Inquiry have not seen any of them, as research by NDR and WDR show. This is incomprehensible to Burkhard Dreger of the CDU, chairman of the committee in the Berlin House of Representatives, who stated that the reports were repeatedly requested since July of 2017 and again during the last meeting in March. The Senate Department of the Interior had repeatedly claimed to have submitted these observation reports to the committee. Today, however, the spokesman of the Senator for Internal Affairs, Martin Paligan, admitted that this has not yet happened. He said it was a, quote, misunderstanding. To date, the committee has only received the prioritization processes for observation measures. For example, reports as to which suspects are to be observed secretly and after which urgency. The actual reports are still in the office of Special Investigator Bruno Joost, and his office is to transmit these files within the next few days, according to the spokesman. Paligan stated that as soon as these have been processed, they are made available to the committee, per usual. Joost himself could not be reached for a statement. The groups on the Committee of Inquiry are outraged at having to wait 8 months for documents that are indispensable for the clarification of the Amri case. Barbara Slowik is Berlin's new police president. It is the first time that the position is held by a woman. Her appointment was announced by the Senate Chancellery yesterday. As expected, the cabinet confirmed the proposal of Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel of the SPD. Before her new appointment, Slowik worked for the Federal Criminal Police, the Office for the Protection of the Constitution, and the Center for the Defense Against Extremism and Terrorism. She is regarded as an IT expert. Since 2015, she has been responsible for the IT control of the entire ministry and the recruitment of IT specialists in the Department of Information Technology and Cybersecurity as head of department. And on behalf of the ministry, she was in charge of clearing up the NSA espionage affair in the Bundestag's Committee of Inquiry. Slowik is following Klaus Kant, who was dismissed 6 weeks ago. After the breakdowns in the Amri case and the chaos in the police academy, Geisel had no confidence that Kant could embody a new beginning in the police force. Berlin's Senator of the Interior, Andreas Geisel of the SPD, has promised to talk to and find a solution for the firefighters who have been protesting for weeks. Geisel visited the protest vigil Berlin is Burning in front of the Rotes Rathaus yesterday. An appointment for an initial meeting is to be found at short notice. Firefighters have been demanding better working conditions for 2 weeks. Around the clock, they stand around a fire barrel in front of the town hall. The campaign was initially planned for 7 days and then was extended. The trade union Verdi has called for the protest in order to draw attention to the problems in front of the mayor's office. The number of operations, especially rescue missions, has risen sharply in recent years, from almost 360,000 in 2011 to more than 450,000 in 2016. Too few personnel, insufficient material, poor working conditions, and comparatively too little money have led to the vigil. In 2016, the fire brigade had about 4,008 positions. According to a spokeswoman for the Interior Administration, 354 additional jobs are to be created by 2019. Considerable disruptions are expected on the U1 for the next 4 weeks. The line will be interrupted until May 7th due to track construction work. According to BVG, the approximately 100-year-old bridges on Berlin's oldest line are to be repaired, and the 40-year-old tracks are to be rehabilitated. Further construction phases are also planned for the second half of 2018 and 2019. The closure will not only have an impact on rail traffic. The replacement bus will have its own lane on Skalatestrasse and Gitchenerstrasse, as it did with earlier closures on the line. This means that only one lane is available for drivers. Therefore, they must expect long traffic jams. A quick reminder from the Berlin briefing team. Until April 13th, we will be in separate time zones. And due to traveling, Berlin briefing will take a break tomorrow and probably be back on Friday. Thanks for listening.